need and farm supply, we have it all for you.
Time for Grizzly Halftime. Brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Back at halftime, the score is 35-34. We got one of the cutest things you've ever seen. If you're watching the live stream, you already know that. We've got the Sam's Cub cheerleaders performing here at halftime. And we've got a bunch of them out there. And they picked a good day to perform. Best crowd we've had this season. Final four of the year. The Grizzlies will play no more games here this year. Play at Moberly on Tuesday. In the first half, as we check out the Grizzly halftime info, the Grizzlies trailed 11-3 to start the basketball game, but slowly but surely worked their way back in. Took a one-point lead at one point, and trail here at the half, 35-34. Not much offense in this basketball game, but one thing that has been very good, the Grizzlies' job that they have done on the defensive end of the court. The Raiders have not figured out yet today how to take advantage of their big height advantage inside. And we saw the other night at Mineral Area, the Grizzlies went on a run and cut the lead down. The Cardinals called timeout. And Tony Irons, who's the head coach at Mineral Area, told his kids during the timeout that you're taking it to the basket. We're 6'7", 6'8", up front. You're going to the basket against a smaller team, and that is precisely what they did over and over again until they padded their lead and pulled away for the win by a final of 75-58. Scoring in the first half of this ball game, first for the Grizzlies. Tyrell Smith has 2. Sean Glass has 10. Guy Lindsey has 9. Desiah Green with 2. And Ace Evans has 9 points. Clayton Robbins has 3. In the first half, the three-point shot is a big thing for the Grizzlies. We made 4 threes in the first half. Three Rivers didn't make any. And may have only tried a couple. Drew Ward has 4 points for them. Matt Hampton has 8. Antonio Williams has 4. Damon Francis, 2. 4 for Johan Pouch. 1 for Alan Stoddard. 4 for Josiah Cotto. Manuel Kimbama has 4. And Tristan Fleming has 4 points here at the break. The one stat, and it's heavily in the Grizzlies' favor after the first 20 minutes. Grizzlies took really good care of the basketball. Now, there were some times where we'd drive the lane and the ball would perhaps get deflected or something of that nature. But by and large, we took really good care of the basketball and had, I just had us for 2 turnovers in the first half total and 7 for the Raiders. And at the half, it's 35-34. Take another 3-minute break and come back in just a moment on Hot Country KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work, Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Looking for a compact tractor that's big on performance? Hi, this is Mark.
Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Looking for a compact tractor that's big on performance? Hi, this is Mark. Massey Ferguson subcompact tractors are now in stock. Built tough and easy to handle, these tractors are perfect for mowing, loader work, and everyday chores around your property. Plus, every Massey Ferguson subcompact comes backed by a 10-year drivetrain warranty for peace of mind you can count on. And right now, payments start as low as $228 per month with approved credit.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
The Raiders will be coming out here in just a moment. Halftime statistics pretty much reflect what it would appear we witnessed in the first half, because on the rebounding front, the Grizzlies did get out-rebounded 21-13. Defensive rebounds, the Raiders had 17-10 for the Grizzlies. But on the offensive glass, they got 4 offensive rebounds. Grizzlies had 3. So that number kind of turns into a push. Meanwhile, on the other end of it, the official in the first half, the Raiders threw the ball away 9 times instead of 7, which I had. And they had 2 turnovers, which I did, for the Grizzlies in the first half. Shooting the basketball. Percentage-wise, the Raiders shot 54% in the first half, but they were 0 for 6 from the three-point line. The Grizzlies shot 40% in the first half, and they were 3 out of 14 for 21% from 3. Grizzlies were 5 out of 8. From the free throw line. And the Raiders were 7 out of 11 for 63%. And the score, 35-34, would lead you to believe this, but kind of tight back and forth. Not too much back and forth, but the Grizzlies slowly but surely made this a tight ball game and had a one-point lead briefly before the half. Lots of basketball coming up next week. District basketball is getting underway and has been this week for some of the smaller schools. We'll have West Plains basketball on the radio next week. We'll have the playing game with the Grizzlies and Moberly from Moberly, and that will be on Tuesday night. The officials come out, Kelly Hunt, Kyle Marler, and James Bickham. And a final break here, and the second half is coming up. Let's see if the Grizzlies can pick one up here at home in the final game of the regular season. Halftime score, 3 Rivers, 35, MSU West Plains, 34. And we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store.
Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark. We've got the largest selection of tractors and hay equipment in the Ozarks, now carrying five lines of top name tractors to fit every operation and every budget. Plus, we proudly carry Kuhn, Krohn, and Massey Ferguson hay equipment, built for performance, durability, and getting the job done right the first time. Whether you're running cattle, cutting hay, or managing ground, Hirsch has the equipment you need. Stop in and see your Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply tractor team in West Plains.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really miss the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains, new beginnings, endless possibilities.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Brian Engineer's back at the KDY studio, and we're about ready to start the second half. The Grizzlies should have the basketball starting the second half. Ward Pouch. Francis Williams. And Hampton are the five for the Raiders. Grizzlies with Barbie, Smith, Lindsay, Harris, and Glass. Inbound play out front. Blaine Harris hands it off to Sean at the point. Down by one. Tyrell Smith with it. Puts it on the deck. Drives in. Lays it up. No good. And the rebound to the Raiders. They push it. And Matt Hampton will circle outside to the right sideline. He dribbles over, lob inside, pouch, and the shot is up no good. Notice what they did the first time down the floor after the half. They went inside and looked for that to happen a lot here in the second half. Ty Lindsay out front. On the right wing, Tyrell's going to shoot another three, and it's good. First three of the ball game for Tyrell. He has five. It's 37-35. Played the Raiders here a few weeks ago. They don't look as sharp as they did first visit. Here's a follow away. Good. That looked sharp. That's Matt Hampton from 17 feet. Straight off from the right elbow and inside at 37. Guy Lindsay dribbles all the way in. Left-hand layup high off the board. Good. Out of the play, and the basket will count, and he'll get a free throw. Kai has, and players like Kai have a knack of getting to the basket. Ace Evans has that. Guy Lindsay certainly has it. And Kai of the orange shoes will shoot one, and it's good. Good start, 40-37. Grizzlies up by three. Matt Hampton. The matchup of players with green shoes now out front as Barbie guards the ball. Over on the left side to Ward. Popping out. They're looking in. Pouch has been in the lane all day. Here's a shot from 17. No good. Rebound tipped over. Picked up by Barbie. And the Grizzlies quickly back. Tyrell Smith crosses over. And now he dribbles the ball out of bounds off his foot. Turnover, Grizzlies, their third of the ball game. Had a chance to pile on there a little bit. The Raiders with the basketball. They were second in Region 16 in the regular season. In the right corner, here's a three. No good. Sean Glass gets a rebound. Up the middle of the floor. A little shake and bake. 17-foot shot off the lip of the rim. No good. Rebound to Drew Ward. Bounce it over to Hampton. He'll be cut off. Ball lost in the corner, and the Grizzlies get the steal. 10th turnover on the Raiders. Sean Glass puts it on the deck, kicks it to the corner. Ty Lindsey got a three look, and it's off the rim on the weak side. Pulled down with two hands by Antonio Williams. Drew Ward, far corner to the right point. Pass to the low block, and a pushing foul on Tyrell Smith. Tyrell listed at 6'3". Going up against Antonio Williams at 6'7". And Tyrell will go out of the game with his third foul. Ward on the inbound in the corner. Hampton has it. Low block. There's Pouch. Turns. Triple team. Ball slapped away and stolen away. Ace Evans comes up with it. Ty Lindsey drives in all the way. Left-hand shot swatted out of bounds. And he'll stay with the Grizzlies. Antonio Williams with the block. I don't know who is going to emerge from this Region 16 tournament right now. Someday, it just matters on what day of the week it is. Here's a shot inside, ball blocked on the shot attempt by Javon Barbie. 40-37. In the right corner, a three would tie. Now to the right wing. Hampton, fall away from 12 feet. No good. Rebound is off the rim, picked up by the Grizzlies. Blaine Harris to Sean Glass. 16 and a half to play. Grizzlies by three, 40-37. Dribbling to the right wing, Ty Lindsey. Penetrating. Bounce underneath. Good pass. Layup is up and no good, but a late whistle and a call on the play, and that'll be a foul on the Raiders. A very, very late whistle. Javon Barbie was fouled, but the way they call fouls this season, past couple of seasons, a long delay. Makes you wonder, had the ball gone in, would he have still called the foul? Free throw try, good by Javon Barbie. Josiah Green checks in. .41-37, Grizzlies by four. Biggest lead for the Grizzlies today, and now make it five. Javon Barbie with a pair. .16-14, clock running, second half. Grizzlies trying to pick up a Region 16 win. Pass to the hole. Here's a shot blocked by Barbie and a late ball. That looked pretty clean, but yeah, never know. On the elbow on the shot, Javon Barbie picked up his third foul. And the free throw shooter for Three Rivers is Antonio Williams. That did look like a pretty clean block. Here's the free throw, no good. One more try. 42-37, next try is good. Thank you. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt now by the Raiders. Grizzlies up 42-38. Ace Evans near the timeline, middle of the court. Drifts over to the right. Too much dribbling. We need to move the basketball. Bounce it outside to Sean Glass. We get so stagnant when we do that. Glass up fake. Got it swiped away and stolen away. Down the floor, all the way to the hole. Lost it on the way up, but a foul will be called on the play. Dribbling the ball too much is an evil thing. Not much good comes out of that. You stand around, you watch people dribble the basketball, you don't move. And in this case, we turn the ball over. 15:37 to go in the second half. 42-38. Grizzlies by four. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. We have a 3-pound bee package that includes bees and the mated queen for $155. Also, we offer a 5-frame nuke, includes the mated queen for $195. Both options are all Russian bees. Orders must be in by March 30th. Delivery pickup date is subject to change due to the weather. Come in today at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, for your bee needs.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry, as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
But they have put themselves in a much better position here today with a 4-point lead. The Raiders will be at the line after the turnover. Alan Stoddard, the shooter this time. The first try by the Atlanta, Georgia native is good. Next try, good. The Raiders just have one field goal in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Ace Evans dribbles left, gets a screen, can't get a shot, dribbles some more, dribbles to the baseline, far side, Ty Lindsey dribbles in. Got hung up in midair, shot it on a follow away, no good. Ball picked up by the Raiders. They have a chance to tie or take the lead here. David Francis, Ward dribbles all the way in. Puts up the shot off the dribble, no good. Rebound, Clayton Robbins with his third board of the day. Evans shoots a three from the left wing. Back iron, no good. That was way off. And here they come back quickly. Hampton, alley-oop, and the lay-in is no good. He should have dunked it. Ty Lindsey with it. Grizzly basketball with 14:35 to go. Now Green down the lane, lays it up on the drive, no good. And another late whistle and a foul called on the Raiders. Drew Ward will pick up his first foul. We are such a much better basketball team when we just don't stand around the perimeter and pass it around the horn and shoot a three. That's not when we take the ball to the basket. First try by Desai is no good. When we take the ball to the basket, defense contracts. That gives you a chance to kick it inside out and get some open shots from the three-point line. And so when we take the ball to the basket, we are much better. First try, no good. Second try, good. Grizzlies match up out of the zone here. Left point, Ward, left corner. Stoddard with it. Curls over the top. Gets to the basket. Ball knocked away. Got it back. Laid it up and in. Alan Stoddard with the basket. 1-point game. 43-42. On the right side, Blaine Harris. Out to the point, Desiah, left wing, Kai Lindsey. Kai's played heavy minutes today. Here's a three by John Glass. Good. Straight on from downtown. 13 for Sean today. 46-42. Hampton drives in. High off the board. No good. Rebound is going to be bobbled and picked up by the Grizzlies. Sean Glass has it. Left side of the floor. Kai Lindsey all the way. The hole lays it up and good. Mm-hmm. 48-42, 6 points. Biggest lead for the Grizzlies. Timeout on the floor. 13:21 to go in the ball game. Grizzlies on top by six, 48-42. And back in 1 minute on Getty Wine.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
Blaine Harris. The Raiders will come out of the timeout with Josiah Cotto, Alan Stoddard, Antonio Williams, and Tristan Fleming. And Matt Hampton holds it out front. Out to the point. Cotto will hold it. Now bounce over to the right sideline to the corner. They reverse the ball. Here's a whistle, offensive foul. Push off with the off arm by Tristan Fleming. And the Grizzlies draw the charge there. 13:04, 48-42. That's a little play, but that's an important play. You have to make plays like that to win ball games. The little stuff matters a lot. 48-42. Kai Lindsey up front. They're having a hard time guarding him. Bounce it over to Sean Glass. To the left side, Blaine Harris. Baseline, Kai Lindsey has it. Kai will go baseline. Cut off. Wrap around to the far side. Three by Blaine Harris is no good. And the rebound to Matt Hampton. Got to stop the basketball. And they do to the left wing. Set shot for a three. Won't go. And the rebound taken down by Sean Glass. Grizzlies back. Another three by Harris. Good. Good. 51-42. It's a 9-point game. The Grizzlies up. Hampton over a high screen, and we'll get maybe an offense, and it is an offensive foul call. That's going to be an illegal screen on Antonio Williams with 12:04 to go. It would be great if we could make a couple of perimeter shots here and build this thing up to about a 14-point lead, but we'll take anything that goes in the basket. Ace Evans in the front court. And now they're challenging him to shoot the ball. Right side, Desiah's got a three, and it's in and out. The rebound pulled away by the Raiders. David Francis up the left side. Cotto guarded by Ace on the wing to the corner. Hampton on the baseline all the way around. Blocked, but a whistle and a foul on the play. Desiah will probably pick up the second foul. And the scoreboard says that's on Clayton Robbins. And thus it is. Timeout on the floor. 11:37 to go. The Grizzlies leading the game over Three Rivers, 51-42. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
It's 6'10". He's out today. Stephen Aboki is 7'1". He's out today. So as big as they are, they could be much bigger. Matt Hampton, free throw shooter for Three Rivers. His first try, good. 51-43. I would expect to see a push from Three Rivers pressure-wise coming up if this goes in. Here comes the next try. Good. And here comes some pressure in the backcourt. They'll pick up at half court. Ace Evans will walk it over. On the wing, Sean Glass. Pulls up, shoots a long three. Good. Sean has made four threes today. He has 16 points. Matt Hampton over on the right point to the corner. Now Hampton spins to the middle. Step through. Fakes, shoots late. No good. Tipped up and in. I think that was David Francis, number five. Or as Antonio Williams. Antonio Williams with the basket. No one scores. Table knows for sure. Here's a drive in by Ace. No good, but he got fouled on the drive. And this is what I've been talking a lot about. We're going to shoot a lot of threes. There's just no way around that. But we have to also be able to get to the free throw line. And to do that, you got to get the ball to the basket. Here's a shot outside. No good by Blaine. Picked back up by the Grizzlies. Here's Ace with a three ball. That's off the back iron and won't fall. And the rebound controlled by Francis. Sean Glass is the guy we need shooting the basketball on the perimeter. He has got it going today. 54-46. Hampton dribbles to the right and a hand check foul on A7. First foul on number four. Kai Lindsey is back in the ball game. Kai hasn't been on the bench very long today. He played 16 and a half minutes in the first half. That's just about being out there all the time. Matt, here is Hampton to the right corner. Lob pass down low. Shot blocked from behind by Blaine Harris. And the Grizzlies come back. Josiah had it, lost it, got slung down, ball out of bounds, and he'll stay with the Grizzlies. Josiah was going 1-on-5 and lost the ball out of bounds. Luckily, it was last touch by the Raiders. Kai on the inbound, out to Josiah. Shoots a three from the wing. That's no good. That was not a very good shot to take there. And the ball taken down by the Raiders. We can get that shot anytime during the possession. Hampton up high, pump fake, kicking it inside. Spin move up good. Foul the play. Allen Stoddard. Basket will count. And Blaine Harris will get the foul. Blaine Harris will pick up number two, and he goes out of the ballgame. 54-48, 9:36 to play. At the offensive end, the Grizzlies need to get the ball into Kai Lindsey's hand. Let him penetrate and do something with it. Because shooting perimeter shots, we made a few this half. We made four threes. So we've got a six-point lead and really need to convert and put more pressure on Three Rivers with their possession. Kelly Hunt tells the joke, throws the basketball to the shooter, Allen Stoddard. And it's no good. Rebound, A7. Low-scoring game, 54-48. On the left, Kai Lindsey hands it back to A7. He'll dribble out to the middle of the floor. He goes to the right, hesitates, kicks it right side to Saya, back to Ace. Back out to Ace. He passed up the shot. Now he shoots a three ball, and that's no good. Matt Hampton out front to the right corner. Here's Drew Ward driving in, hanging, shooting, scoring. Foul on the play. Basket counts. The Raiders took it to the basket. A lot of district basketball going on today. Free throw no good by Drew Ward. The Liberty Eagles lead by 9 at halftime against Thayer. That's a district championship game being played at Kabul. 54-50. To the zone for the Raiders. To the low block. Here's a shot up. Blocked. Now picked back up in the corner. Desiah Green with a three. It's no good. And ball tipped long. Picked up. And here they go the other way with Antonio Williams. .824, 54-50. We've been sitting on 54 for a little while. Hampton drives in. Double team feeds it across. One-handed dunk. Antonio Williams. 54-52. We did have a 9-point lead. Down to 2 points now. Kai Lindsey drives the baseline. Goes up and got fouled. On the drive, and that'll be a 1-1. Well, I'm not sure if it will be a 1-1. Could be two shots. You never know anymore. We get a foul here on Three Rivers, Miles Jones. His second and a timeout with 7:57 to play. Grizzlies lead by 2, 54-52. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 Bow Blowout Specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder Crossbow Models, just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery, inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry, as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the court for more Grizzlies.
Four turnovers for the entire ballgame. Meanwhile, Kai Lindsey will be the shooter for the Grizzlies. Kai's been pretty solid today with 14 points. We'll name our Don's Auto Service player of the game when it's all said and done. And he is a definite candidate for that. Jared Fay will join us after the game. Free throw good. 15 points for Kai Lindsey. Three-point game. Good again. 56-52. 16 points now for Kai. John Glass has 16 points for the Grizzlies as well. Matt Hampton, top of the circle, guarded by Glass, spins to the middle, leans in, right-hand shot, back iron, good. They just flattened out, and Hampton just took it to the basket. 56-54. 7:38 to go. Kai down the key to the corner. John Glass with it. Hands it over. Tyrell, long three at the left point. No good. Rebound to the Raiders, and here they come. With Josiah Cotto up ahead to Ward. Back to Cotto in the corner. Drives the baseline. Cut off by Blaine Harris. Touch pass to the left point. Ward spins in. Got grabbed. Now out front. Ward with a three look good. And the Raiders retake the lead. 57-56. Under the 7 minute mark to go. Let's see what we get right here. Barbie over, Tyrell Smith, far side. Kai fakes, back to the point. Tyrell got a three look, and it's in and out. Rebounded by Stoddard, and back come the Raiders up one. Now foul out front on Kai Lindsey, blocking against Matt Hampton. Hampton spun around and fell to the floor. Third foul on Kai Lindsey. Clayton Robbins in, Ace Evans in, Javon Barbie out, Kai Lindsey out. Shaping up to be a pretty close finish. Those free throws just glare. And check the scorebook afterward. Someone has a boo-boo. Matt Hampton must have skinned his elbow. So we have to stop the game so he doesn't bleed on anybody. And I'm not sure what the holdup is. Hampton was in the game. They were cleaning up his... Kerry Elrod's going to disinfect over there. Also got scratched just above his elbow on his left arm. So Kerry Elrod has done her thing. They'll put a Band-Aid on it. And we'll call it good. 6:34 to go in the ball game. This pause has kind of taken the air out of everything. I think we're ready now. They did everything but put a tourniquet on it. So Matt Hampton with some Grizzlies tape on his upper left arm will shoot. 6:34 left, 57-56. Hampton so far today, hit and miss at the line. 4 out of 6. Free throw, good. 58-56. Still a one possession game. Another try for the native of Frisco, Texas. It's in the air and good. Now, three-point game. Raiders back on top, 59-56. Ace Evans on the right side, dribbling to the baseline. Steps through, goes up, no good. Was he fouled or did he walk? It's going to be a foul. And two shots for Ace. Alan Stoddard will get the foul. His second of the ball game. No players with extreme foul trouble. Kai Lindsey, Devon Barbie, Tyrell Smith all have three fouls for the Grizzlies. First try, no good for Ace. I think Ace has the basketball version of the yips. Next try. Good. And that's hard when you're a shooter. 59-57. Josiah Cotto on the right sideline. They're just running clock, waiting for somebody to post up. Now out high. Francis lob inside and a holding foul on the Grizzlies. Ace Evans will get number two. So is 1-1. Alan Stoddard. So far today, he is 3 out of 5, and he missed that one. Chance to tie again. Ace Evans down the lane, and he got fouled on the drive. Stoddard will come out. Lindsey back in. And he'll come in for Sean Glass. 5:51 to play. And the shooter, Ace Evans. He has shot 8 free throws today, made 4. And this one's good. 59-58. Ace can tie the game right here. Clayton Robbins out there along with Desire Green, the shooter. Ace Evans puts it up again and around and out. No good. 1-point game, 59-58. Ty Lindsey and Jamal Barbie round out the 5. Tyrell Smith will check in for the Grizzlies. Cotto. Top of the circle. Pressure by Ace Evans. Goes to the right, all the way in, shoots it high off the board. No good. Tipped over. Loose ball picked up by Ace. And a loose basketball, and it's picked up by the Raiders because they wanted it more. Here's a drive by Stoddard. No good. And a foul on Ty Lindsey. Ace lost the basketball, turned and saw it on the floor and didn't go after it. So what's that mean? It means the Raiders get the ball back, come down, draw another foul, and that'll be the 4th now on Ty Lindsey. Stoddard free throw, spins out, no good. He is only 3 out of 7 from the free throw line today. Be ready if you're on the lane. And make sure that you block off the shooter. Next try, and nobody did, and the free throw's good. Grizzlies down 2. Barbie skip pass across in the corner. Wide open, Sean Glass, and it's no good. Ball comes off to Cotto and Three Rivers. Had a good look at it. Cotto in the right corner. Circles out. Under 5 minutes to play. And we'll get a timeout called. Or we may have an injury timeout. That's what it is. Cotto holding his lower back, he has to come out of the ball game. They'll sub David Francis back in for him. Ward on the inbound play. Grizzly defense has been pretty good today. Here's Hampton on the right side, stepping through baseline, lost the ball out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off of the Grizzlies. I think Hampton for a second thought it was off him. Drew Ward on the inbound play. Left wing three is in the air and no good. And the rebound over the back foul will be called on the Raiders. That'll be on Matt Hampton. First foul on him. So we will walk this way. Javon Barbie hit the line. Need both of these to tie the game up. Free throw, good. This lineup that Three Rivers has out there right now, 6'4", 6'4", 6'2", 6'7", 6'7". Next one, good. Devon Barbie ties the game up at 60 apiece with 4:30 to play. So a great tight game here to wrap up the season. Hampton gets by his guy, pump fake inside, lays it up. No good. Ball picked up again by Hampton. He missed it again. And now the putback is up and in. Again, 6'7", 6'7", across the back line there. And Stoddard gets the basket. A7's all the way in. Lays up. Good. Foul on the play. And the basket counts. You better keep Ace in front, because if he gets by you, you're cooked. Fourth foul on Allen Stoddard. So we're tied at 62. A7's gets a free throw. And it's good. Grizzlies by one. 63-62. Drew Ward at the left point. Al Flintball stole it away. A7 timed it, takes it in, lays it in. Now the right corner. Quick three for the tie. No good. Long rebound. Sean Glass has it. With 3:40 to go. Crowd happy about that turn of events. Now the Grizzlies set their offense up on the right side. A7. On the baseline, cut off, leans in, shoots to score. A really good matchup for the Grizzlies there with Ace Evans and Stoddard guarding him. And now, with 3:18 to go, the Grizzlies lead at 67-62. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry, as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
They did lead by as much as 9 early in the half. Now it's 67-62. And it'll be Raiders basketball in the backcourt. Grizzlies trail by 1 at the half. And lead it now by 5. Clock running, 3:17. Busy day today. Basketball here, baseball over at Zizzer Park, wrestling tonight at the FEMA building. A lot of stuff going on. Drew Ward out front right side. Gets a double high screen. Now keeps the dribble. takes it in, spins in, right hand off the board, good. And the Longview, Texas boy can play. Drew Ward makes it a three-point game, 67-64. And a horrible pass, cross-court stolen. Now Hampton in the front court. At the left elbow to the right point. Drew Ward again for a three. Good. And we, just like that, are tied at 67. John Glass to the left side of the floor. Gets a screen. Puts it on the deck. Drives in. High off the board. The left hand. No good. Tie game. 2:07 to go. Matt Hampton up front. To the right side. Hampton, hand check. Now out on the right wing. Here's Ward again. Spins in. Lost it. Got it back. Put it up and in. Drew Ward makes it 69-67 Raiders. And like Ace took the game over a little bit while ago, Ward has done that for the Raiders here. Step back for a three by Ace. It's an air ball. Put back up and good by Sean Glass. Tie game at 69. One 12 to go. Matt Hampton out front. Hook pass in and a shot. No good, but a foul in the play. And that was a good foul. Josiah Green prevented it. Sure 2 points. As he fouls Antonio Williams. So Antonio Williams at the free throw line to shoot two times. 69-69. 106 to play. Free throw number one is no good. Williams 1 out of 3 from the line. Josiah Green out of the ball game. Tyrell Smith is in. Here's the next try, and it's good. 1 point game, 1 minute to play. Sean Glass with it. He goes to the right, picks up the dribble. Tyrell over to A7. Middle of the floor, Ace up high. Puts it on the floor. Drives in all the way. Laid it up and in. And good. Ace Evans has 20 points. That last step of his when he's going to the basket is so quick. 38 seconds to go. The Grizzlies lead it by one now, 71-70. A generally tight game. The Raiders had an 11-3 lead early. Grizzlies had a 9-point lead early in this half. But it's just been kind of going back and forth here in the second half. 38.5 seconds to go. The Raiders are going to sub into the ball game. Miles Jones, he's a guard. Johan Pouch has not played in the second half for them. They're 6'10 center from Germany. You would have to think that the Raiders are going to do something that gets the ball to the basket. Maybe a back screen alley-oop. Actually, the only thing they need to do is get the ball to Drew Ward. He has 16 points today, but 12 of his 16 here in the second half. Grizzlies by one, 38 seconds to go. Matt Hampton will throw the ball into the backcourt, and here we go. Drew Ward with it. Hands the ball off to Jones, now at the point. Matt Hampton. Dribbles over and a hand check foul. Javon Barbie is called for the hand check. That'll be his fourth. Matt Hampton at the line, rubbing his hands together with anticipation. And he has shot 8 free throws today and made 6. We could sure use a miss here along the way. Here's the first try, and it is no good. Now, if you're the Grizzlies, you have to block out on the free throw. Otherwise, Hampton will run in and get a miss and dunk it on you. Somebody blocked the shooter off, and everybody else for that matter, for the tie in the air and good. Timeout, 28 seconds to play, and the Grizzlies will have a chance to take the last shot of the ball game with a score tied at 71. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work, power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now through February 28th, check out the Broken Bow Archery Blowout Specials. Hi, this is Lane. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, and Mission Compound or Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Seconds to play in the basketball game. MSU West Plains 71, Three Rivers 71. Grizzlies have the ball in the backcourt. The shot clock is off. 28 seconds to go. Blaine Harris will throw it into Kai Lindsey. They'll clear out, and here we go down the floor. A chance to make a game winner here. Who will be the hero? Kai Lindsey. Near the timeline. Shundarius Glass. Top of the circle. Gives it over. A7. 10 seconds to go. With 7. Ace is going to put it on the deck. Does. Drives in. Puts up a floater. Good! With 1.9 seconds to go. The clock wasn't running. Hampton shoots a 3 at the horn. No good. Grizzlies win the ball game. '73-'71. Grizzlies pick up the victory for the only time in Region 16 this year, and they do it against the Three Rivers Raiders. We'll take a 1 minute timeout, name our Dobbs Auto Service player of the game, and talk it over with Jared Fay. Coming back in 1 minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains, new beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports
some games lately, but our defense in the first half holding them to 35 points, and in the second half it was in the pits and yeah, that's what it was, wasn't it? Yeah, we started out in man because I don't really like starting out in zone, and they were absolutely cooking us. Matt Hampton, returning All-American, getting to the rim anytime he wanted. So we switched to our 1-2-2 matchup, and the guys have really got that down really well, and they're communicating out there, fighting for rebounds, and, you know, we just kept battling, and it's great to get this win. One of the statistics from the ball game, we'll get the stats here from Willie in just a little bit, but one thing that we did, I thought, exceptionally well, we had a couple of bad turnovers late, but through the course of 40 minutes, we only had two turnovers at halftime and probably finished the game with maybe a half a dozen.
Yeah, Mekhi Lindsey's been really, really good.
How good was he today?
He was really good. You know, I was a little worried when he got his fourth foul there, trying to survive with him out there. But his IQ is just through the roof, just playing really unselfish. He's really running the show out there. But you're right, we had a couple turnovers in that stretch where we had the lead, and a couple where I think we just got tired mentally and just made a lazy pass. But overall, you know, pretty good job of taking care of the ball.
You kind of feel for Ace Evans because he's a shooter, and right now he can't shoot. But he could do other stuff. And,
sure.
And that last step of his, when he takes the ball to the basket, he has just the knack to do that. He and Mekhi Lindsey both.
Yeah, Ace, you know, they were calling a little bit tighter whistle in the second half, which is a, you know, advantage to Ace because they get a little bit scared to play him so physical. I don't know how he made that last shot, to be honest. It was right in front of me, but we were going to live or die with Ace taking whatever shot he took right there, and unfortunately he made it.
In the ball game, the Grizzlies were 16 out of 20 from the free throw line. You got to win a close game, you got to do that too, don't you?
Yeah, for sure, especially when a lot of those were one-on-ones. So the guy, again, hit some big free throws there, and really proud of the guys for battling.
So we go back to Moberly on Tuesday night for the fourth game with the Greyhounds, right?
Yeah, it is. They're Moberly at their place, but we're in a good spot right now. We're going to go up there and battle, and this is a good win for us, I think, to give us some confidence.
Coach, thank you. Congratulations.
Right, thanks, Tyler.
All right, Jared Spade, a thriller today. The Grizzlies win it 73-71. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game is going to be a co-player of the game. Ace Evans with 22 points. He really turned it on down the stretch, getting to the basket. Of course, the game-winning shot. And Mekhi Lindsey had 16 points tonight. John Glass had a really good game, 18. I don't know what his shooting percentage was, but it was very, very good. For the Three Rivers Raiders, their leading scorer in this game was Matt Hampton. He finished with 17 points. So the Grizzlies pick up the win. They're now 10-19. They'll play against Moberly at Moberly on Tuesday night. We'll have a game here on KDY. Thanks to Big Jim with the live video stream. Brian back to the studio. We got a winner today. The Grizzlies win it by a final of 73-71. Harlan Hutchison saying so long from Section 206 at the West Plains Civic Center.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.